is Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors. On News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX, our phone lines are open at 753-1240. That's 753-1240. Now, Ask the Expert on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX. Come around to my
way of thinking. We do it every Wednesday, and they're back. Doctors Chris, Dr. Shay, Dr. Sean. Hey, guys.
Hi, Joey.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joey.
Good to have you in again today. And as always, you're here to answer questions and help people live a better life.
Help people take back their health. That's the name of the game. It's the name of the show. And that's what we're here to do each and every week. And as we always start each show, our mission at Reed Family Wellness is to help as many people as we can get healthy and stay healthy by natural means. Not using drugs, not using surgery, staying off those medications. Obviously, as we always say, there's a time and there's a place. And if you can avoid it, why the heck wouldn't you? We see a lot of people that are on a lot of medications and they're not getting the results they want. They're not happy with their health. They're looking for another answer. And that's, you know, that's what we're here to do is talk to them, help them, show them that there is another way. And if you're sick and tired of medications and you're sick and tired of, you know, kind of being given the runaround as far as your health is concerned and not having, you know, someone to delve deep into what you've got going and why you're in the state that you're in, well, then give our office a call because that's what we're all about. That's the approach we take every day to in practice.
We like to talk about a lot of things. One of the things that I mentioned in past couple episodes is we truly want to bring brain balancing chiropractic into every household because of its power, because of the power of the brain, the power of the human body. This is great stuff. We experience it as a family. And again, thank you, Kelly, the Girdon on Radio at WTAX, for giving us this opportunity. One thing I did want to start off right off the bat with is we had a great experience this past weekend that we want to talk about. Dr. Sean and his wife, Tara, had their first baby.
Oh, excellent. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. It's very exciting.
It is exciting.
And little Ruby Reed is a little sweetheart. And you want to talk about that a little bit, Dr. Sean?
I don't know what you... I'm not one to like to talk about myself a lot. But yeah, no, my wife gave birth on Saturday at 1:47 to a 7-pound half... ounce baby girl named Ruby Paige Reed.
Everybody good?
She's good.
Excellent.
Yeah, you know, I mean, as you can imagine, the wife's, you know, still a little bit in recovery, and right. You know, we're just getting used to and getting our feet wet in the whole parenthood thing. But as of right now, it's been phenomenal. It's been a great experience, and you know, I don't know.
I think I was much more stressed about it than they were. I was at my office doing paperwork on Saturday, and my wife Becky texted me that they went into the hospital at 4 a.m. that morning. I was like, oh, Lord, I'm already stressing about it. But my big thing is knowing what I know now about health and everything. I was just hoping and praying that Tara was able to have a vaginal delivery, which she was. And that is such a very good thing for the baby and a good thing for the mother, too. And then Tara's breastfeeding. And I know a lot of women don't like to breastfeed in this day and age, but I'm telling you, if you want a healthy baby and you want to help raise a healthy baby, we highly recommend that women breastfeed. It's
Definitely.
Such a powerful thing.
Big time. And I've even had people tell me before, like, my wife didn't breastfeed. She's got a really crappy immune system, and so there was no point. And I just shook my head. I'm like, that's sad, because there is a point. And even if you think, you know, my immune system isn't great, well, guess what? Your body was still designed to give that baby what it needs to help him thrive. And obviously not everybody has that ability. So, you know, but if you do, it's like, give him a chance, you know.
Give him the best chance you can.
Yeah, and so she is. And, you know, I got to talk to a patient today who was in the office, and we were talking. He was, you know, asking me, how's it going? How's it going with the baby? And I'm like, it's great. You know, she's sleeping well. She's eating well. She's not crying a lot. She's pretty alert and happy. Really sleepy, but I mean, you know, she's a new baby. But I was saying, you know, she's not colicky, and he said something about it, and I'm like, I don't even know how the conversation went, but he pretty much said to me, he goes, you guys can help with that? And I go, yeah. Like, yes, we can help with colicky babies.
Right.
And I was like, it made me realize, I don't think we probably talked a whole lot about infant and colic. And it's something that I was actually, I get exposed to a colicky baby when I was like, I want to say in probably like my first month of clinic when I was in school. We, you know, had outpatient clinic and had a patient who had a baby who was adopted. And so no breast milk and on formula and like utter misery. And obviously the parents, being new parents, were in utter misery as well.
Right.
And within two treatments, simple things, simple chiropractic adjustments and working their abdomen. And that was it. Two treatments, the baby went from like 0 to 100.
Nice.
And so, you know, we've seen in practice before. And so anybody out there, you know, having the colicky issues, it's helpable. You know, the thing in today's day and age is there's so... You know, they're so quick to, you know, induce, you know, pregnant women. And after, you know, my wife went 4 days past due, and the doctors we were dealing with were saying, you know, a lot of doctors will wait about a week maximum. 9 is like pushing it. They're like, we can't force you to do anything. And I was like, you know, that kind of puts the pressure on, increases the stress levels a little bit.
And this is why I was stressing, because I'm thinking to myself, I'm sitting in my office. I can't give them any coaching. I don't want to bother them. I don't want to text them. I just want to leave them be. But I'm literally praying on the other end. And I'm hoping to God that they don't get talked into having, you know, because I've never been through a birth delivery, but I can imagine the pain is pretty strong. And so I'm literally praying, please, you know, guide them through this, help them to be strong, help them to be able to deliver this baby vaginally. And that's the other thing, is that when they, you know, my thought process is the human body knows what to do. It's inherent in our human nature. The baby knows when to come out, and the baby's going to come out when the baby's darn ready. And sometimes when we, like man often does, tries to get our input on things and push things a little bit faster, I mean, if you think about it and you really analyze this, that's going to throw off the whole hormonal response of the woman, the baby. I know they were doing some things to try to, what were you doing to the tissue?
To speed up the labor process. Yeah, like stripping membranes and things of that sort.
But I'm thinking to myself, if you don't do that, if you don't strip away the membranes, if you just let the baby come out when the baby's ready, how's that going to affect the woman's whole hormonal process? You know,
probably a lot.
Again, the brain develops these hormones to help these women give delivery. And if you just let it be, my thought process is, and I would love to see an independent study done on this, if you just let the woman be, how are those hormones going to come out naturally so that the hips widen and everything, instead of trying to force this issue and try to push it ahead and make her, oh, she's 2 days past her due date. Well, no offense, but unless the woman knows exactly when she conceived and you're tracking that by calendar, they're taking a best guess type of deal.
Well, and even on top of that, you know, and it being in practice the last, you know, few weeks leading up to the delivery, you know, I was talking to a lot of people who had babies, you know, 30, 40, 50 years ago, and many women were telling me, oh yeah, I was 2 weeks past due on my first. I was 3 weeks past due. And I'm like thinking, well, I mean, it makes sense. Like you said, babies come when they want to come, but they just don't even allow that anymore. And, you know, with the thing that kind of bothered me is when I started really, you know, analyzing the inducing at 37 weeks. I mean, that's pretty standard practice now. They'll induce you at 37 weeks. Well, when you think about it, you know, most babies probably shouldn't even come till they're, you know, 40, 41. So right. A month of in utero development that you're missing out on. It's like, right. No wonder babies, you know, like that come out and have colicky issues. I mean, their digestive systems are probably not as fully developed as they could have been otherwise. Then you toss in, you know, formula feeding, things of that sort. It's like, you know, and it could be, and that doesn't mean everybody's going to have an issue with that, but if they did, it wouldn't be too much of a surprise, really.
And again, statistics show that Americans are not getting any healthier. Okay, we're not getting any healthier. So we really need to analyze everything.
And before we go on a break, like we said, as far as colic and infants, you know, a lot of people don't know chiropractors adjust infants. I was adjusting my baby within, you know, 2 days of her being born. It's simple stuff. It's nothing crazy. If you guys know anybody who, you know, has infants that have issues or just want to get them adjusted,
pregnant women, we treat a lot of pregnant women, and people don't even know it. We can help with these things and help people, you know, women have better deliveries. And
yeah, so
I'll tell a great story next time.
Yeah, and before we go to break, once again, the number is 217-698-5800. Please give us a call if you need any help.
This is Take Back Your Health on Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness.
You're listening to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX. Welcome back to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX.
Baby, I feel good. From the moment I rise.
Give us a call this afternoon if you have a question that you want to put to Dr. Chris, Dr. Shea, Dr. Sean. Everyone's in the house today as we take back your health on Ask the Expert.
Feels good to be good and feel good. I had a woman come in yesterday. Real quick note, I do want to get back to that pregnancy for a second there, but this woman hadn't seen her about 3 or 4 years, and she came in with aching, stabbing, burning pain from her right hip down to her right knee. And she, I don't know why she waited to come see me. And the reason I say that is because last time I saw her, she did great. But neither here nor there, she went the medical route, as many people will. And put on extra strength Tylenol, and she was given an oral steroid and a muscle relaxer. And it didn't help her at all. So she came in to me. She finally made it. She's been trying to get in for 3 weeks, and she's made and canceled appointments. But she came in yesterday, and I treated her one time, and she came in today, and she's like, I said, how you doing? She said, you know what? I'm so much better. I was like, well, I'm thrilled to hear that. I'm sorry.
Don't wait so long next time.
I'm sorry you've been dealing with this for the past month, but I'm thrilled to hear that you're much better, and you're going to get better and better. So again, people, why do we tell stories like this? Because we want people to know what we do
and they're relatable.
And how we help people. And the beautiful thing is, we always like to, and what got me attracted to begin with, no drugs, no surgery, just literally helping your body function the way it was designed. And the body can and does heal itself.
And it's the most fun when you get people in and they bounce back like that. It's not every case, obviously,
right.
But you do get, you know, you get people in that literally are in misery sometimes, and within an adjustment or two, they just feel like night and day, and it's awesome. And, you know, I've got a military guy coming in right now, and once again, seen a lot of military people, you know, in the past few years. And you know what always, you know, really shocks me, and this is a conversation I feel like we've never had, but just the fact that the military doesn't have chiropractors.
You know what they, no, what do you mean?
No, like chiropractors in the military that take care of the military. It's these guys come in, they're just beating their bodies down. I mean, just the work they have to do to, you know, be on top of it, and then, you know, just get them, you know, prepared to go overseas. It's like, it's strenuous. And we've seen a lot of people, military people, that are injured. And I've got a guy coming in right now, and he's in his probably mid, he's like 44 or something like that. Never been to a chiropractor, having, you know, textbook, you know, chiropractic, you know, for the average person thinking chiropractic case, you know, he's upper back stuff, low back stuff. And at the beginning of January, he's being shipped out of state for like a 6-week program where they're doing, I guess the military is kind of getting the new style of warfare that's getting back to like staying in the woods, and I don't know, it's like sleeping on the ground, not being in like these barracks or whatever they are in like Afghanistan. Anyhow, long story short, this dude, you know, comes in and he's like, I've got to be, you know, going to this in 6 weeks. And I'm like, well, we got 6 weeks to whip you back into shape. I've only adjusted him once. It was about a week or two ago. Then he went out of town, and I just saw him again today, and he's already starting to feel better. And I'm excited. You know, when I have people like that have never had it before, it's like, I know he's going to do great. And I told him that, and you can see, you know, the excitement. He's like, yeah, I'm gonna feel good, and I'm gonna go to this thing, and I'm probably gonna get my butt kicked, and I'm gonna come back, and I'm gonna get right back to it. But it's just, it's stuff that we see, and like Dr. Chris was just saying, it's like when you go the medical route, you know, like his patient had, you know, you're gonna get medicine, which is okay if you're okay with that. We personally don't want medication.
I don't think that's okay.
I mean, it,
personally,
I'm not gonna berate anybody for it. If they want to take meds, that's their call. I don't want them to, but I can't. I'm not gonna get mad at anybody.
Well, again, I think that's why our society in America we're so pathetically ill as we are, because we've been conditioned to think that drugs are the answer.
Yeah, and super dependent upon them on top of
it. You know, I was at a seminar this weekend, and I wrote about down a bunch of things, but one of the stats was 700,000 Americans are hospitalized annually, that's every year, from drug side effects, and 100,000 die. But you never hear these stories or these statistics, and I'll be honest with you, the 100,000 is low in this day and age. That's
I'm sure.
But the point is, people take drugs because they're told to take them, because they think that's the only answer, and that is definitely not the only answer.
Yeah, I just had a patient in today, and she, and this is, once again, the one really cool thing is when people come in on like a personal injury, like an auto accident. So they come in because they got hurt in an auto accident. Well, guess what? We still take the same approach with everybody. Yeah, okay, you've got this going with the auto accident, but what else can we help with?
Right.
What else do you have going on health-wise? And you know, we talk a lot about bowel movements and constipation, diarrhea in here. If anybody's ever listened to the show before, I'm sure it gets old, but it's important to health. And come to find that this woman was constipated her whole life, did everything, tried everything, never had any results. She was in today, and we were doing a re-examination, and that got brought up. And she's like, oh, you know, when she started on her protocol, within 2 days, she started moving her bowels semi-normally, way more normally than they had been. And she goes, and when I forget to take it, she's like, they're not that great yet. And I'm like, and that might be the case for quite some time. But the good thing about our protocol is it's cheap, it's affordable, and it's all natural stuff. You're not getting any side effects. And I said, you know, you've been dealing this with your whole life. You might be on these, you know, you might take these vitamins for years to come. And
is that what you mean by protocol?
Yeah. It's vitamin mineral supplementation. Okay. And she's doing great with it. And it's a fact. I'm not saying it to be boastful. I've never, and I've only been in the practice once again for like 3.5 years, not even. I've never seen the protocol not work, ever. Even for people like her, and I've got another one that's in right now, same thing. They both said, done everything, been everywhere. It's never gotten better. And I said, well, let's try it. Couldn't hurt. You know, it's not expensive. You're not going to be breaking the bank to help this situation out. So I don't know. It's just, you know, little things like that. That it's just cool because, you know, people didn't know. She had no idea she could get help with that.
Knowledge is power.
It really is.
Knowledge is power. Yeah, Dr. Chris actually threw some stuff at me this morning to read. And one thing I came across that I thought was super interesting, and it says, survey, 4 in 10 Americans erroneously believe alternative therapies can cure cancer. So for the longest time, I think the standard medical route was chemotherapy and radiation to treat these things. Well, in fact, and these are all medically based articles, so they're obviously going to knock what the alternative therapies are, which are diet, vitamins, mineral supplements, you know, that sort of thing. And then I came across an article by Burton Goldberg, and it was addressed to Steve Jobs' son. Steve Jobs, the creator of Apple, he died from cancer a few years back, and his son has been on this road to try to figure out what the cure for cancer is. And this Burton Goldberg is he's an author of quite a few books, and mostly about alternative medication and therapy. And his focus was on cancer and just things that people can do to help with preventing it. And a lot of it, from what I read, is what we talk about, chemical stresses. So what we're putting into our body, what we're surrounded by in our environment every day. And a big thing that Steve Jobs was big on was a lot of juices and sugary drinks and fruits. And although, quote unquote, they were better for you, I mean, fruits, vegetables, if they're not paired with good proteins, good fats, they're sugar. Your body digests them as sugar. And that's what cancer cells feed off of. So reading this article, a lot of the things were, you know, from environmental pollution, medications, but a lot of it was from diet and what you're putting into your system day in and day out. And I just think that's such a big factor, but also stress. We talk about it more than anything in our talks here, the physical, the chemical, but the emotional and mental stress. And anybody who's been told that they have cancer, whatever stage it is, that immediately puts a stress on the body.
So stress on the brain.
Stress on the brain. So calming the brain down, doing good things for yourself, eating well, exercising, meditating, establishing a faith. I mean, these are things that we preach in our family all the time.
What about the adjustment?
Again, the adjustment, that's the thing. And that's what Dr. Chris was talking about a couple of weeks ago, or maybe last week, just how he started exercising, his diet got better, his faith became stronger. And then he was finally introduced to that chiropractic adjustment, and it just completely changed his life. And, you know, Dr. Chris was asking me this morning, you know, kind of jot some things down about like what chiropractic means to you. And just, I mean, I've been adjusted my whole life, so this is just normal for me. This is all I've known, which is why I went to school for it. I'm assuming that's kind of why Dr. Sean went to it, because it's just what we know and what we preach. But I went through a lot of different things, probably starting at the age of 17 up until just a couple of years ago, way more with my mental, emotional stress. I had a lot of stuff going on, went through a pretty dark period, and I didn't know how to address it. I started gaining weight, becoming very almost depressed at some points. And it wasn't until I got in tune with me being in control and getting that chiropractic adjustment, balancing my brain, saying positive things to myself every day. I mean, and then that just took off running. I started liking to exercise. I started liking to eat better things because I knew how it ultimately made me feel and how much happier I was. So now at 27, I mean, the positive impact that chiropractic has had on my life is just unbelievable. It's not what Dr. Chris's story was like with, you know, being in physical pain, but mental, emotional. I mean, that was my biggest thing, and it's huge.
And what people need to, the listener needs to grasp from that story is that guess what? She took the bull by the horns. And it's not, it didn't come to her health, you know, in happiness. Didn't just come and you know, pick her up and take her away. You know, she had to pursue it. And that's what we talk about in the show.
And it didn't come in pill form. It didn't come in pill form. It wasn't from anti-anxiety and antidepressants.
No. And that's the one thing my dad told me. He said, if you want to go the medical route, they will put you on antidepressants, anti-anxiety medications, and you don't want to go down that route because we know where it goes. And ultimately, it can lead to some very terrible things. And
happiness and health, they come from within. So, 100%. You know, realize that you're not going to ever, you know.
That's why knowledge and education are so beneficial and so crucial in this day and age. But we'll get back to that. I know we got this segment's about to end. So
yep,
we want to say that, again, give us a call, 217-698-5800. ReedFamilyWellness.com. That's R-E-I-D, FamilyWellness.com.
This is Take Back Your Health on Ask the Expert.
You're listening to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX. Welcome back to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX. Dance of the day.
Give us a call this afternoon. Dr. Chris, Dr. Shea, Dr. Sean, all waiting for your call this afternoon if you're, maybe you're achy.
Dancing days are here again for me. I haven't got a quick story. We went to see the baby on Saturday, and after we went to see the baby, we went with our in-laws, Tara's parents, out to dinner, and we just happened to go to an Italian restaurant. And I rarely eat Italian. I don't like to eat it a lot of time because I try to stay away from noodles and breads and things like that, even though I love them dearly. But the effect they have on my body is absolutely brutal. And I was just sharing a story with my kids, and I woke up. This was Saturday night. I had lasagna and I had bread. And again, I used to literally dearly love these things, especially back in the 1980s of the carb-loading decade. But since then, I've gotten away from them. And so that when I do eat them, as we related in the story last week about Carolyn, one of our clients, when I do eat them, they inflame me and they inflame my joints. And the next morning, I'm standing at church and my left hip is really sore and aching. And I'm kind of down on myself, and I'm because I know it's because of the food I ate, and that's how sensitive my body has become since I don't eat this stuff, that when I do eat it, it really affects me, and it makes my joints sore.
And that reminds me of a story with one of our clients on the weight loss program. She was, you know, in it to lose weight. Awesome. I mean, that's what the program's there for, but what I always try and instill in people is, yeah, I want you to lose weight if that's what you want to do, but I want you to be healthy. I want you to learn how to eat so that you can sustain it for a lifetime, so that ultimately 10 years down the line, you're not in the same boat, you know, that you're currently in. Anyhow, along the process, you know, each, like our program entails, you know, checkups and, you know, sit down and kind of find out how they're doing. Anyhow, long story short, she came in, she's like, you know what? Like, my joints feel way better. She goes, I used to wake up and my hands would be really sore every day. So much so that she didn't even realize that it was, I mean, it was just normal life for her. She goes, and I just started noticing when I'm waking up in the morning, she goes, my hands don't hurt anymore. And it wasn't until like a month, maybe 2 months later, she went on a vacation, she indulged a little bit. Guess what came back? Hand aching. I mean, just all the joints in her hands. Yeah, immediately. And you don't, like you said, you don't know until you cut it out. When you cut it out, then you really you're really affected as it gets incorporated.
And Sean, what did you
say
about yourself recently?
I wasn't going to bring it up, but since he was just telling the story, when my wife went to labor, she was in labor for like 30 hours. It was a ridiculous grind. And so shout out to Tara. She's a boss. She's tough. Any ladies out there that have had long labors, I salute you. It's an unbelievably tough experience, I can imagine. But I really wasn't eating, you know, because I was, you know, so focused on her. And I probably wasn't drinking that much water. By the time that, you know, the baby came, I, you know, God, I can only imagine how spent she was. I was freaking spent. And then I got some food in me, but they don't have good food down at the hospitals. It's a bunch of garbage, but whatever, I went and got it anyway. And now my first night home, I was laying in bed and I would turn from one side to the other side, and my shoulders were killing me. And I knew what it was. I'm like, well, my diet's been really crappy and my stress has been really high. And I was just, and I don't ever get that. So I was like, why can't I lay on my sides? I sleep on my sides every night. But it was probably inflammation from everything I had going on.
And this is why we want to educate people. Again, you can feel great. Again, and I told Sean, the reason I don't like to eat the breads and pastas is because if I do eat them, it takes me not 24 hours to get out of my system, but a few days. And to me, it's not worth it anymore because I get out of bed in the morning and I feel young and I feel good and my joints aren't inflamed. And that's a powerful thing. And that's a motivating thing.
Yeah, and thankfully with us, it's just joint pain. But again, like we were talking about with the cancer and things that we're eating day to day, I mean, the sugar is what our bodies crave, especially under high amounts of stress. And I mean, it's hard to come back from it, but the more you can keep it out of your diet, the better you're going to feel. I myself have noticed just when I do eat bad things, my knees, and I'm 27. So again, like Dr. Chris is preaching, it doesn't matter what age you start, whether you're 27, 57, whatever, the second you start and you start to notice these great habits, you're going to form these amazing habits and you're going to want to live that lifestyle.
You want that lifestyle.
Definitely.
Quick story about a patient I had come in a few years back, but this woman had breast cancer. And I tell people in general, and if you really analyze this, I know people are going to do what they do for the cancer and this and that, and I get it, but why does the body form a tumor? Has anybody ever stopped to think what a tumor is, what it is all about? Why does the body form a tumor? And generally what happens is the body wants to encase the cancer cells to protect itself. So the brain will cause the body to produce a tumor to encase those cancer cells to try and protect itself. And so I told this woman, I said, she immediately went in, had the thing biopsied. And I said, no offense, but just for future reference, that's probably the worst thing you can do. Because when you go in and you biopsy something, you start poking around on it, you run the risk of opening up that tumor and exposing the rest of the body to cancer cells and they can spread. Again, keep in mind something. Why does the body get a fever to kill the bug? Why does the body create a tumor to protect itself from the cancer cells? What generally happens, and when Dr. Shea was bringing up this note about this study about natural alternatives to cancer, well, guess what? The medical system is going to promote chemotherapy, an extremely dangerous toxic poison, and radiation. The body is designed that if you begin to clean it up, and so if someone develops cancer and has a tumor, start to clean up their act, you know, start to take care of themselves, change their diet, avoid sugar, eat better, get adjusted, go for walks and start to change your whole lifestyle. Guess what? The body's going to respond. And we're going to learn more and more about this in the future. But for people out there who are dealing with these things, why wait? Why wait to the future? You know, let's get on this now. We know this helps, but this particular woman chose to go the natural route. She had breast cancer, biopsied the tumor. She chose no chemo, no radiation. I just talked to her husband today. I haven't seen him for about a year and a half. I said, how is she doing? And he said, it's a funny thing. He said, when her stress levels, and we're talking mental, emotional stress levels, are lower, her tumor decreases in size. And he said they had increased stress about a year ago, and they went and got her tested, and sure enough, her tumor had increased in size. But she's doing a lot of great things as far as natural therapies, eating well, taking good care of herself, but she's trying to bring that stress, mental, emotional stress level down. And I just said to him, hey, listen, one thing that's missing that you got to remember, I said, the whole point of our brain balancing chiropractic adjustments is to balance the brain. And that's where everybody is missing out on this point. I can't say enough about this. The brain controls your body. The brain also controls your body healing. And what we're doing is we're living an extremely stressful, nonstop society. We've talked about this the last couple episodes about everybody's on their phones or they're on the computers or they're doing this and they're doing that. And nobody's giving their brain a rest. We laughingly talked about the exercise program while you cook last week. And you know, so here's a nice, relaxing process of cooking food for your family. And this woman has put out this exercise regime that you can do while you're cooking. It's like, you know, can't we at some point just take a load off our brains and just relax? And that's what we're missing in this society. It's such a big deal, this brain balancing and getting the brain calmed down.
And once again, it's all about balancing the stress on all three aspects. It's the physical, it's the body stresses, the headaches, the aches of the joints, the abdominal issues, the gastrointestinal stuff. Like they just said, the mental, emotional, it's so big. If you're not doing anything, then you're not going to get the results that you want. So you got to do something about it. Don't just sit back and wait for health to come your way. It's not going to. Last but not least is that chemical. You got to put good stuff in your body if you want your body to respond.
I've got a couple things next episode, and we want to finish off with about a couple meal and different statistics that are really interesting. But I guess we need to finish this one up, so go ahead.
Yeah, give us a call, 217-698-5800, readfamilywellness.com. That's R-E-I-D, familywellness.com.
This is Take Back Your Health on Ask the Expert.
You're listening to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX. Welcome back to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX.
And give us a call this afternoon, Dr. Chris, Dr. Shea, Dr. Sean, all with Reed Family Wellness on Take Back Your Health, Ask the Experts.
Yes, and just a reminder for everybody, we're still doing our special, $79 special for a complete consultation, exam, and x-rays. So again, we keep giving our number out, 217-698-5800. Anybody have any problems, questions, anything, please give our office a call. We'd really appreciate it and love to help.
And on top of that deal that Dr. Shea just told you about, we just decided with the new year approaching, we are going to be doing a deal for weight loss. Oh. We've got the weight loss program, and so we're going to do a 20% off. Every weight loss program is different. It depends on how much you want to lose, because that's going to affect how much of the product that we supply that you get and how many visits you're going to have. Because you're supposed to lose a certain amount a week. Once again, our program has built in, you know, things for the physical aspect of weight loss, the mental, emotional stress aspect of weight loss. And it's a great program. We've seen a lot of success, especially with the ones, the people that really dedicate themselves to it. That's what I always try and feel out. When we got somebody coming in, I need to feel out, are you ready for this? Because if you're not, generally we won't take you. I've said with every single person we've had come through the office for, I don't want you to waste your money. I don't want you to waste your time. I want you to be an advocate for the program. I want you to get where you want to be so you can be healthy and you can spread the word of, you know, if I can do it, you can do it too. So once again, with the new year coming up, anybody who's interested, it's going to be 20% off of the grand total, whatever the price comes down.
You know, and real quickly to make a quick note on that, one thing that's different about our program is we do address the mental part of it. And we've said this numerous times in our past episodes, what people are missing out there trying to lose weight is they need to understand, and they do when you bring it up, that their eating habits are stress-driven. Stress is the root cause of why they eat the way they eat, and what they're trying to do is increase their serotonin levels to calm their brain down. And when we deal with the patients that we deal with, that's why we have good success, is we're addressing the brain in addition to helping them and teaching them better ways to eat.
Yeah, and that's another thing too. Most people who are trying to lose weight and they go to their doctors and they're looking for answers, doctors treat the symptoms. They don't treat the patients, where we address the patient as a whole. We want to know everything from what you're coming in with to past injuries, to past motor vehicle accidents, everything, just so we have a clear idea as to where we're going with everything. And on the weight loss topic, just reading a couple more articles just about how huge bariatric surgery for weight loss is becoming in the United States. We have a huge epidemic of obesity and type 2 diabetes and cardiovascular issues that it's becoming outrageous. And I was just reading something promoting gastric bypass surgeries and bariatric surgeries. Well, and then in addition, it said many people who undergo bariatric surgery eventually regain a significant amount of pounds they shed immediately after the procedure. In another study published by the same issue from JAMA, the Journal of American Medical Association, let's see, what did it say? It said researchers found that about 67% of patients who underwent bariatric surgery regained within 5 years at least 20% of the maximum amount of weight they had originally lost. Now, wouldn't you think after you've spent, well, I think they said the average cost of a surgery was $35,000, wouldn't you think you'd want to try to keep that weight off? But that's the thing. It's like people don't know what they don't know. And
Well, again, everybody's looking for a quick fix. Right. And that's when you're truly healing, it's not a quick fix. You have to change the brain pattern. The brain pattern has to be changed or you're not going to change. And this is why sometimes, no offense, but unless you suffer a little bit, you're not going to learn. And that's where people will get these quick bariatric surgeries and they lose all this weight. But what did they learn from that? Nothing. What suffering did they have to do to help themselves become stronger? So,
and it's all about habits too. I mean, if you're not creating good habits, guess what? Even though you get the help, you have the same pattern as before, and you're gonna get back to where you were. That's why when we were talking a few weeks or a few episodes ago, we talked about different weight loss programs and different diets and things of that sort. And all of the research says that you literally need to pick something that you can sustain for a lifetime. It doesn't matter which diet you choose. It's just the fact that you need to do something that you aren't chomping at the bit to get rid of, you know. So if you start a diet and you're already wondering, when am I going to get off the diet? Guess what? That's not a diet for you. That's not a diet that's going to make you healthy. It's not a diet that's going to get you to the weight you
want
to be at.
And it's not that I meant that I want people to go through pain. I don't. But as in the old saying, no pain, no gain. Well, you know, it's like I've had a person come into my office recently who was an alcoholic and a drug addict, and they at least realize that, you know what, I've got to change the situation and I want to be healthy. And I just had a conversation with them today. I said, listen, I debated last night. This person came in as a new client yesterday. And I said, I debated last night in my own brain, do I want to take this person on? Because I had a drug and alcoholic and drug addict come in recently. And I had the same conversation with them. And I said, you have to be on this. We've got to get you better. And they said they were motivated, but they lasted a week and a half, and I haven't seen them. So this person that came in yesterday, I said, I'm having this conversation with you because I don't want to waste your time, and I don't want to waste my time. I need you to be committed to getting well. They said they were, so I took them on as a client. But what I'm getting at is you got to get your brain involved. You got to change the brain. And these little quick fixes don't do it. You don't learn anything from them. Real quickly, I want to make some of these notes before we run out of time. I was at the seminar again this weekend, and one of the things that came up, 75 different human autoimmune diseases. 75 different human autoimmune diseases. That's amazing. But the one thing they said is to decrease and eliminate as many of what are known as bacterial endotoxins as possible. And the things that affect and help the body release these bacterial endotoxins are flour and sugar. And again, what I just talked about, I ate pasta and I ate bread, which guess what? That's flour and sugar. And what happened to my joints? They told me the next day that I ate flour and sugar. So I listened to them and I cut it back out of my diet and I'm feeling great again, thank God. And so removing sugar, trans fats, if everybody, you know, the bad oils, we've talked about this before. Look at everything you eat. See what's in it. Dr. Shea pulled up some sunflower seeds from yesterday.
Yes. And these are sunflower seeds we eat all the time. Like, we see it all the time. And my mom recently brought them back. And I've just become so accustomed to looking at the labels now. And it was sunflower seeds. I'm like, oh, these are good for me. They're nuts, whatever. Yeah, no, there was a monosodium or MSG, the big factor. There was high fructose
corn syrup, MSG, just a bunch of poisons.
Other
in
things.
There.
I'm just like, I thought I was just eating sunflower seeds. What is happening?
And on top of it, when talking about these autoimmune diseases, you know, and for people that don't know, you know, an autoimmune disease is, you know, essentially where your body's attacking itself. It's a disease where your body is just so going, you know, out of whack, so haywire.
Like rheumatoid arthritis.
Rheumatoid arthritis, type 2 diabetes. I mean, these things are things that are in society all the time. And what people need to realize is there's lots of research out there saying that these things don't have to be lifelong, you know, you don't have to be plagued for a lifetime with them. You know, type 2 diabetes is reversible. Just how willing are you to do what you need to do to reverse it? Because, you know, the medication, they're starting to put people for type 2 diabetes on diabetic medication before they're actually considered diabetic. I've got a few patients.
That's called preventive medicine.
Yeah, but they, you know, they come in and they're like, oh, I'm pre-diabetic. They've got me on diabetes medicine. I'm like, why? And they didn't have an answer.
Hey, really quickly, one of the things that came up again in my seminar, something known as the polymeal, which people may know about. Reduces cardiovascular disease by 75%, fish, red wine, dark chocolate, fruits and veggies, garlic, and almonds. Again, you don't want to overdo any of that, but it's all good, and it's all going to help you be healthier, and good luck.
How do we get a hold of you at Reed Family Wellness?
Call us. Go ahead.
217-698-5800, reedfamilywellness.com.
Ask the expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM WTAX. For more information on Reed Family Wellness, call 217-698-5800 or visit reedfamilywellness.com. And join us again next week for more Ask the Expert on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX.
Reed Family Wellness. The best of health to you.
Call Reed Family Wellness at 698-5800.